For our Bible lesson, I'd like to turn to the book of John just for a little while.
我们一起来看约翰福音。
John the 20th chapter.
约翰福音第二十章。
And verse 21 and 22.
约翰福音二十章二十一、二十二节。约翰福音第二十章二十一、二十二节，耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
When he had said this,
二十二节说了这话
，he breathed on them,
就向他们吹一口气。
And when he had said this,
当他说了这话
，for what?
说了什么呢
？What was it he just finished saying?
他刚刚说完什么
？As my Father.Has sent me.
父怎样差遣了我
Even so,
我也照样
send I you.
差遣你们
And after I said this, he
当他说了这之后
breathed on them,
就向他们吹一口气
said unto them,
对他们说
receive you the Holy Spirit.
你们受圣灵
the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵
Because you see, we are sent ones.
因为我们是被差遣的
He sends us He didn't When we were converted He didn't take us into heaven
当我们回转的时候他没有就把我们带到天上去
We would all like that
我们会都很喜我们都很喜欢那样子
But he had a purpose for us
但是他对我们有一个目的
To be here on earth
他要我们在这个世界上
And yet be children of heaven
然而却成为天堂的孩子
Born again
重生了
A new nature
有新的性情
New creatures in Christ
在基督里是新造的人
Redeemed by the blood, cleansed by the blood.
被宝血救赎，被宝血洁净。
But he wanted one more thing.
但是他还想要另外一件事情。
For us also to be filled with His Holy Spirit.
也要我们被圣灵充满。
Because you see, that Holy Comforter, that the Spirit of God.
因为神的灵，那位保惠师。
In Christ.
他在基督里。
And if we are to go as Christ went, we'd have to go as He went.
若我们要
He had this Holy Spirit with him.
像基督一样的出去，那么我们就必须像基督一样，他的里面有圣灵。
And he did many, many works of grace.
他行了很多
through his
很多
words,
恩典的作为，透过他的话语，
through his miracles,
透过他的神迹，
through his actions,
透过他的行动，
through his pattern or policy of actions,
透过他行动的模式，
and through all that he did,
透过他所做的一切。
So he could say to Philip, "If you see me."You've seen the Father.
所以他能够对腓力说，你若看见了我，就看见了父。
Because he wanted us to really know God.
因为他要我们真正的认识神。
And he knew that we're living in a very, very limited life on earth.
他知道我们在世上过的生命是非常有限的。
We have five senses.
我们有五种感官。
That's all.
就只有这些。
And they're very limited.
这些是很有限制的。
They say a dog can smell a million times better than we can.
狗的嗅觉比我们好百万倍。
And eagle's eyes are a thousand times better than ours.
老鹰的眼睛比我们好千倍。
We're very limited.
我们是很有限的。
And then we live in material bodies.
而且我们活在一个物质的身体里。
But once we are filled with His Spirit,
但是一旦我们被圣灵充满了
we become an extension of Jesus.Own body.
我们就成为基督自己身体的延伸。
See, when he was on earth, people could touch his garment.
当他在世上的时候，人们可以摸他的衣裳，
or he could lay hands on them,
或是他可以按手在人的身上。
Don't get offended.
或是不要生气哈。
Spit on them.
或是给他们吐口水。
And they get well.
他们就得医治了。
Yes, he did twice.
是的，他做过两次。
Because that saliva came from his body.
因为那个生命从他的身体里面出来的。
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
那个是被圣灵充满的。
That's why they could touch his garment.
这就是为什么人们可以摸他的衣裳。
They did with Paul.
人们对保罗也这样做。
They have with me many times, maybe with you.
人们也对我做过这样子很多次，或许对你曾经这样做。
Oh, I couldn't count the handkerchiefs I prayed for, and get wonderful testimonies afterwards.
我算不清我曾经为多少条手帕祷告过。
But doesn't say that Paul prayed over the handkerchief. It said it put it on his body.
然后得到很奇妙的见证。没有说保罗为那个手帕祷告，而是说他把手帕放在他的身上。
That's why it's so important that that he breathed on them and said, here, receive my spirit.
这就是为什么这是这么的重要，耶稣要对他们吹气，然后说你们受圣灵。
Because you're going out the same way I went out.
因为你们出去的时候要跟我出去的时候方式是一样的。
And you're going to need that help like I needed that help.
你们会需要那个帮助就像我需要那个帮助一样。
You see, before the spirit came on him in the river Jordan when he was baptized,
当他在受洗的时候，圣灵在约旦河那边降在他的身上，在那之前。
Before that, he didn't work any miracles.
在那之前他没有行任何的神迹。
Not any.
一个都没有。
Because he said, I work by the Holy Spirit. I don't do my work.
因为他说，我是靠圣灵来工作，我不是做自己的工。
And he wants us to work the same way.
他要我们用同样的方式做工。
So that we can talk to people and bring comfort or help or peace.
好，让我们能够跟别人说话，能够为他们的生命带来平安安慰。
Have you ever stood in a hospital?
你是否曾经站在医院里面
？And a loved one was there,
struggling
for life.
在那里挣扎的，想要保住生命。
You ever stood and looked at that and said, "I wish I could do something to help."
你是否曾经站在那里说，我真希望我能够做一点事情来帮忙
？I wish I could do something.
我真希望我能够做一点事情。
Well, the more we're filled with the Spirit, the more we can do something.
我们越被圣灵充满，我们越能够做一些事情。
The more we can do something.
我们越能够做一些事。
He doesn't have to come all the time.
他不必每一次都来，他差遣我们。
And sometimes when we don't even think about it,
有时候甚至当我们想都没有想的时候
we don't even think of praying. It's just spontaneous.
我们甚至没有想到祷告，只是很自发的。
I'm under a strange time.
我记得有一次很奇怪的时候
a thing that happened with me.
那个事情发生在我的身上。
I was talking to a motorcycle, mechanic.
我曾经在一个修摩托车的工人谈。
And it was a gusty, windy day.
我在跟他谈话，那天风吹得很大。
And a sharp gust of wind came.
突然有一阵强风吹来了。
And took the door of the mechanic shop.
就把他那个店的门。
And slammed it hard against the mechanic's back.
就这样的吹打到那个工人的背。
And there's a knob sticking out. Oh, that hurt.
打到的时候就响了一声，他就很痛。
And I said.Oh, I'm sorry. I just put my hand on his back.
我就说，哎呀，对不起，我就把我的手放在他的背上。
Oh, I'm sorry.
我说，哎呀，我说对不起。
He just looked at me.
他就看着我。
Next day, he said, "You know."
然后第二天，他跟我说。
When that door hit me, that hurt. My whole back was on fire.
他说，你知道吗？那个门打到我的时候，我好像整个背都燃烧着火一样。
He said, "When you put your hand on my back, it was like just a cool water, and all the pain left."
我说当你把手放在我背上的时候就好像是很凉的水一样所有的痛都消失了我并没有试着做什么 我没有试着做任何事情
Just a compassion flowed out, that's all.
只是一种怜悯就流到他的身上只有这样子
We've had many things like that happen.
我们有很多这样子经历
Just that spirit that's within us cares.
单单就是在我们里面的圣灵关心
And it's through our own bodies.
是透过我们的身体。
He said, "When God sent me, my Father sent me, and He's going to send you too."
他说，我父差遣了我，他也要差遣你们。
And the more we live with that Spirit, the more we know Him, the more we
我们越跟圣灵住在一起，越靠近他，越认识他。
The more our bodies become charged,
我们的身体就越会充电了。
And the compassion can work out at any time through our lips.
那个怜悯随时都能够工作，透过我们的口。
I've had people talk when we're just talking about.Some ordinary thing.
我曾经跟别人谈话，我们只是在谈一些普通的事情。
I was not trying to preach a sermon. I was not trying to witness. I wasn't trying to do anything.
我没有试着讲道，我没有试着做见证，我也没有试着要说什么，只是在讲话而已。
And they come up to me and say, "Oh, you know how much good that talk did me yesterday."
后来他们来跟我说啊，你不晓得昨天讲的话对我帮助多大。我在想说我到底说了什么。
I wasn't doing anything.
我没有在做什么。
But he was.
但是神在做。
You see.Because this is a, shall I say, what's called an outer world. We live outside of all the boundaries of heaven.
因为这个世界被称为外面的世界，我们生活在天堂的界限之外。
Since the day that the angel stood at the Garden of Eden,
从天使
with a sword in his hand,
手中带着剑站在伊甸园的门口那天开始，
we are called the outer world.
我们就被称为外面的世界。
But God to reach this outer world because He loves it.
但是神却临到我们这外面的世界，因为他爱这个世界。
Will reach it through us who are still here in the outer world.
他会借着我们这些还在外面世界的人去摸到这个世界。
So we can bring words of life.
好让我们能够带来生命的话语，带来安慰的话语。
Words of help.
帮助的话语。
It doesn't. You know, sometimes we get so. Try to think we have to get so super spiritual.
你知道，有时候我们想说我们必须变得超级属
灵。We spoil it.
我们会破坏了它。
You know, I've seen many people leading service.
我看过很多人带聚会的时候。
And oftentimes we'll start out pretty nice.
常常开始的时候都很好。
And then they spoil it.
然后就搞坏了。
Do you know how they spoil it?
你知道他们是怎么样搞坏的吗？
By trying too hard.
因为他们太努力尝试。
As soon as I try to get spiritual,
一旦我试着要变得属灵的时候，我就破坏了。
Now, me doing it instead of him doing it.
这个时候是我在做了，而不是神在做。
And the more I try, the worse it gets.
我越尝试就越糟糕。
But when he does it,
但是当他做的时候
I remember I was at a new Bible school.
我记得我在一个新的圣经学院，在阿根廷。
And there were three pastors there beside myself.
除了我以外，还有三位牧师在场。
And there was it was a time when God was blessing in the institute.
那个时候神在祝福那个神学院。
And one pastor got up and started the service.
有位牧师站起来开始了聚会。
And it was so pathetic.
他有很非常的
预言性。He knew that somehow the Spirit wasn't with him.
哦，那对不起，那情况非常的可怜。哦，圣灵没有和他在一起。
So he sat down.
所以他就坐下来
another one to take his place.
然后另外一个人又来代替他
Well, he was on the spot, so he really tried hard.
哦，因为他就在那边，所以他真的很努力的尝试
That went worse.
结果呢，变得更糟糕
So he sat down and called the third one up.
所以他就坐下来，就找第三位牧师
And that was death. That was still worse.
那个更糟糕，死气沉沉
And he tried. They're lovely people, but he tried so hard.
他们是很好的人，但是他太努力尝试了
And then he asked me to take it over.
然后他就要我来接这个聚会，是死的。
I didn't do anything.
我什么都没有做。
I said, you know, I would like to hear you sing a song.
我说我要我希望
I heard you sing at the school.
我
months ago.
我几个月前听你们在学校里唱过。
I would like to hear it once more. Would you sing it for me?
我希望你们再唱一次，你们为我唱好吗
？That's all I did.
我就只有这样做。
And all heaven came down.
整个天都降下来了。
I didn't have to.
我不必做什么。
The more we try, the worse it gets.
我们越尝试就越糟糕。
We just have to be natural.
我们只需要很自然。
But that natural changed by the supernatural.
但是那个自然是被超自然的改变了。
So that our faith is operating.
好，让我们的信心是在运作着。
Our sensitivity.
我们的敏锐。
And I use a strange word. Our simplicity.
我用一个很奇怪的词，就是我们的单纯。
And the faith that he wants to do something.
而且有信心，知道他想要做些事情。
Maybe he will use me.
或许他会用我。
But maybe he will use somebody else.
或许他会用别人。
What body he wants to use, what person he wants to use.
用哪个身体，想要用哪个人。
Really doesn't make any difference.
其实都没有什么差别。
As long as he's able to reach through to a part of his people.
只要他能够去领导他一部分的百姓
Because he knows we're living in a very difficult life
因为他知道我们的人生非常艰难
Life is scary, life is frightening
人生有很多事情会让我们害怕让我们惊慌的
We're vulnerable
我们容易受伤
Anything can happen at any time
任何时候都可能发生任何事情
We live in a constant fear
我们活在不断的惧怕里面
Or we push it back out of our minds
我们让那些恐惧离开我们的头脑
But every time we step in an automobile, we step into danger.
但是每次我们踏进车子里面，我们就是踏到了危险里面。
Every time we walk on the street, we walk in danger.
每次我们走在街上的时候，我们就是走在危险中。在家里。
That's better, isn't it?
这个比较好，对不对
？Except more people die at home than on the street.
但是其实在家里死掉的人比在街上更多。
Where are we?
我们在哪里才是安全的呢
？We're always in fear.
我们总是害怕。
And of course.Able to and wise enough will push it out, not live in fear.
若我们比较聪明的话，我们就能够把那些东西给赶出去，不活在惧怕中。但是那些东西一直在呢。
And then we have pain.
我们有疼痛。
And sorrow.
忧伤。
And heartache.
心痛。
And hurts.
伤害。
Some are physical, but some.
有些是身体的。
Some are not physical. Their heart hurts.
但是有些不是身体的，是心灵的伤痛。
A friend, a dear friend, and
朋友
great pressure betrays you.
好朋友，他在很大的压力下出卖了你。
And it hurts.
就会让你痛。
God knows we live in this world.
神知道我们活在这个世界。
You see, he lived in it too, and he was betrayed.
他也曾经活在这个世界，他被人出卖了，他也受伤害。
He knew what it was to be thirsty.
他知道口渴是什么。
He knew what it is to be hungry.
他知道饿了是什么。
I don't know if you ever have or not.
我不晓得你们有没有过。
But I have been so thirsty.
但我曾经很口渴。
Your saliva turns to cotton.
甚至你的那唾液都变成像棉花一样，你的舌头都会肿起来。
And when I found some water, it wasn't the cleanest water, but I didn't care.
当我找到水，不管那水到底干不干净，我也不在乎。
Give me water.
只要给我水。
He was thirsty.
他也渴过。
He was hungry.
他也饿过。
He knows about our world.
他知道我们的世界。
And therefore,
因此
he said, I
他说
will not leave you like orphans.
我不会撇下你们像孤儿。
I'm going to come to you in my spirit, and I'm going to be with you.
我的灵会临到你们，我会和你们在一起。
And then he said to his disciples, and all his disciples from then on.
然后他就差遣他的门徒。
I want you to receive my spirit, so that you can go like I go.
他跟他的门徒说，我要你们受圣灵，好让你们能够像我一样的出去。
Like I want you to go.
我怎么样去，我要你们也那样去。
So you can be a help to all my people that are hurting.
好让你能够帮助那些所有我在受伤的百姓，那些害怕的百姓。
And are in trouble.
在困难中的百姓。
And are bound with.Vices or habits.
被不好的习惯绑住的百姓。
I want you to help.
我要你去帮助。
And as I said before,
就像我以前讲的
not going out and trying to help.
并不是出去试着要去帮助。
You know, I think some of the poorest helps in the world are preachers.
你知道，我想世界上有一些最差劲的帮助者就是传道人。
Because we go out trying to help the world.
因为他们出去试着要去帮助世界。
Instead of just living Christ in the world.
而没有单单的就在世界上把基督给活出来
Just manifesting kindness,
单单的就是彰显出恩慈
and hope.
怜悯喜乐盼望
Those are wonderful things.
这些都是很美好的东西
Especially if you're at a funeral,
特别是如果你在
or in a hospital,
丧礼中或是在医院里
or visiting with a friend that's just had bad news,
或是你在拜访一位朋友他刚刚听到了坏消息
Comforter.
保惠师也就是安慰者的灵
He is a healing Jesus
他是医治的耶稣
But you know part of that healing he wants to come from you
但是你知道那个医治的一部分他想要从你来
Not only to you at times
不只是有时候临到你
But from you
而且是从你出来
Just a common unpremeditated
只是很普通的
act
没有事先想过的怜悯的举动
You'll be surprised what it does.
你会很惊讶它能够成就什么样的事情
I learned this very early in my ministry.
在我服事的时候很早
My first pastorate many years ago.
我就学会了这点是在我第一次牧会很早以前
It taught me something I never dreamed of, really.
这教了我一些事情是我从来没有梦想过的
I was driving along in a country road quite a ways from any shopping market or...grocery store or anything like that, quite a ways out.
我在乡间的路上开车，那边离任何的商店啊，市场都离得相当的远。
And I passed by this old Indian woman that was carrying two heavy parcels, bags really full of, I presume, groceries.
我在开的时候经过了一个印第安的老妇人，她两边都拿着很大的袋子，我想是带的一些杂货。
I don't know where she got them because we were not very close to a place.
我不晓得他是从哪里拿来的，因为我们跟任何地方都不是很近。
But I stopped. I didn't know who she was.
我就停下来，我不晓得她是谁。
But she was quite long in years.
她年纪已经很大了。
With her gray hair.
头发都是灰的。
Slow steps.
她走得很慢。
I stopped and said, "Come on in, I'll take you home."
我说你来，你进来，我带你回家。
I didn't even know where she lived.
我甚至不晓得她住在哪里。
But she directed me.
但是她就给我指路。我把她带回家了。
I didn't think a thing about it.
我根本这件事情想都没有想。
She was in church next Sunday morning.
下一个主日早上，她在教会。
Became a member of the church.
成为教会的会友。
It meant so much to her that pastor stopped and picked her up.
这对她来讲意义太大了，因为牧师居然停下车来载她。
What a silly thing!
这是何等傻的事情
I mean, That's not evangelism.
这不是传福音。
That's not preaching the gospel.
这也不是在跟人家讲道
but is that all we're supposed to do?
难道我们能做的就是那些吗
Jesus didn't preach much gospel. He told a lot of stories.
耶稣没有讲多少的福音，但是他讲了很多的故事。
at the same place about a month later.
在同样一个地方差不多一个月后
God was teaching me some things.
神教导我一件事
And they asked me to go and pray for a man that was ill with the flu.
有人要我去为一个感冒的
I found the house way out in the country.
我找了他的房子是在乡间很远的地方
It was just a one room house like this, about the size of this.
那他的房子
Perhaps not as big.
大概还没有这个房间大
AndA young man was in bed with the flu.
那有一个人他就是感冒躺在床上。
And his wife was ironing a bunch of clothes.
他的太太在烫衣服。
In those days we didn't have dryers and
在那个时候我们没有烘干机。
And ironless clothing.
也没有免烫的衣服。
And she was evidently as sick as her husband, but she was trying to get her work done.
很显然的她跟她的丈夫病得一样厉害但是她就想要把工作做完
And I went in to pray for him
我就进去为她祷告
But when I saw the situation
但是当我看到这个情形的时候
He was sick with a high fever
那个先生他发高烧
She could hardly stand trying to iron clothes
而那太太几乎都站不住还在那边烫衣服
It wasn't a time to say a nice prayer
那个并不是说一个很好祷告的时候
Or preach a nice sermon
也不是讲一篇很好的道的时候
I said to the wife, I said
我就对那个太太说
Look, just lie down in bed with your husband there
我说你就跟你先生一样躺在床上休息
You're not in condition to be ironing these clothes just, while we talk, just go ahead
你现在不要来烫衣服
And I insisted she finally did
我就这样子坚持了她终于做了
While they were laying there, I picked up the iron
当他们躺在那里的时候我拿起熨斗
talked,
然后我们就一边讲话
I ironed the rest of her clothes.
我就把她其他的衣服都烫了。
And then I talked and I prayed for him.
然后我讲了话，我就为他们祷告。
They were firm church members from that day on.
从那天开始，他们都是教会很坚固的会员。
Before I'd never seen them.
以前我从来没有看过他们。
We live the gospel.
我们是把活福音给活出来。
You know what I mean?
知道我的意思吗？
We live it.
我们是把它活出来。
It comes to come through our bodies.
这必须从我们的身体出来。
That's what Jesus, whenever he met a situation,
这就是耶稣所做的。每当他遇到一个情况，
he was able to do something about it.
他都能够做一点事情。
In our world.
在我们的世界里。
You take when he turned the water into wine.
就像他把水变成酒的时候。
He didn't have to do a thing like that. And he did not go to that place with the intention of showing his mighty power.
而且他去那个地方并不是说就有意要显出他的大能。
In fact, he told his mother, "What's that to me? That's their problem."
事实上，他跟他的母亲说，那个跟我有什么关系呢？那是他们的问题啊。
But they were friends.
可是他们是朋友。
And this young man with his new bride.
这个年轻人带着他的新娘。
Embarrassed and ashamed.
他们会很不好意思，很惭愧的。
They hadn't prepared well.
因为他们预备的不好。
Or perhaps couldn't prepare any better.
也或许他们没有办法预备的更好。
And he had a compassionate heart. He couldn't let that go.
耶稣心里面就怜悯他们，他不能让事情就这样过去。
And you know what he did.
你们都知道他做了什么事情。
He made it the merriest of all the wedding suppers.
他让这个婚宴成为一切当中最欢乐的一个婚宴。
He knew that spirit was in him now.
因为那个圣灵现在在他的里面。
And there was a situation to help somebody's pride, if you want to take it that way.
有一个情况，就是说你也可以说这需要帮助别人的骄傲。
His friend would be ashamed.
他的朋友会很不好意思。
His friend would be embarrassed.
他的朋友会觉得。
On his wedding night.
很惭愧，在他
I can't let
结婚的日子，他说我不能够让这事情发生。
So he stepped in and did something.
所以他就介入了，做了一点事。
Remember when he fed the 5,000?
记不记得当他喂那五千人的时候
？The disciples said, "Send them home."
门徒说把他们送回家吧。
But he said Jesus had compassion on them.
但是耶稣却对他们动了慈心。
And he said they don't have to go home.
说他们不必回家。
Feed them.
给他们东西吃。
Oh, he doesn't mean that.Let's be practical.
等一等，我们要实际一点。
The wages of a man for a whole year wouldn't buy food for these people.
一个人一整年的工价都没有办法买食物给这些人吃。
Just tell them to sit down.
但是，好，你就告诉他们坐下来。
I do not believe he went there prepared to fix a banquet.
我想耶稣去那里并没有预备好要准备一个宴席。
And if he did, he would already know about the little boy with the lunch.
若他这样子的话，他会早就已经知道那个小男孩跟他的午餐了。
One of the disciples found him, maybe related.
但是没有，但是是那个是一个门徒找到的。
It wasn't premeditated.
这不是事先想好的。
But what wonderful things happened.
但是何等奇妙的事情发生了。
There was a need.
有个需要。
There was a God.
有一位神。
In Jesus.
在耶稣的身上。
As a father has sent me.
父怎样差遣我。
So send I you.
我也照样差遣你们。
That's what we're in this world for.
这就是我们在这世上的目的。
I think more than anything else, to show the unbelieving world,
我想最重要的就是像
这个 the miserable world,
不幸的悲惨的世界
the fearful world,
害怕的世界
that we have a God of compassion,
我们有一位怜悯的神
a God that cares,
关心的神
and a God that can do something about it.
这位神他能够处理事情
It's not enough to feel sympathy,
光是同情不够的
compassion works to do something.
怜悯会想要做一些事情
sympathy just commiserates.
同情只是跟他一起伤感。
But compassion wants to do something.
但是怜悯想要做一些事情。
The Lord had compassion.
主就怜悯他们动了慈心。
That's why he healed the leper.
这就是为什么他医好马蜂病人。
He touched the leper. You're not supposed to do that. That's against the law.
他去碰的马蜂病人，他不应该那样做的，那是违反律法的。
But he had compassion.
但是他却怜悯。
And because the spirit of life was in him.
因为生命的灵在他的里头。
The spirit of death that was in the leper.
那个在麻风病人身上死的灵就逃跑了
and he was made well.
他就痊愈了
What a wonderful God we have.
我们的神何等奇妙
Father, I thank you.
天父我感谢你
that in this miserable, sin-torn,
在这个悲惨的
dying, sick world,
垂死的有病的世界里面
you are here.
你在这里
and you're here through a million bodies.
你在这里透过千千万万的身体在中国在非洲
in Europe,
在欧洲
in India,
在印度
South America,
在南美
North America,
在北美
You're every place.
你无所不在
Because you've sent some of yours into all those places.
因为你差遣一些你的孩子进到那所有的地方
My father sent me, I'm sending you.
父怎样差遣我我也照样差遣你
Receive my spirit.
受我的圣灵
and take it with you
把圣灵带着走
so that you can bless just bless wherever you go
好让你能够祝福在你所到之处都祝福
even if they won't receive your blessing
即使他们不领受你的祝福
yet
然而
they will not receive a cursing either
他们也不会领受个咒诅
I will bless and not curse
我要祝福而不是咒诅
show us Lord
主
Show us your way.
求你跟我们显明显明你的道。求你和我们同去。
Help us.
帮助我们。
We see all around us a world that's miserable, but so often we don't know what to do about it.
我们看到周围的世界何等的不幸，常常我们都不晓得怎么办。
But fill us more and more with your spirit. He is wise. He knows what to do.
用你的圣灵越来越充满我。
And even seeing some small little thing,
即使看到一些很小的事情
，just a touch.
只要那个触摸
，just a smile.
只要一个微笑
Just a kiss
只要一个亲吻
Help us
帮助我们
从以上弥勒牧师的信息里面我们知道神乃是借着圣灵今天进到我们的物质世界里面来帮助我们施行神迹奇事医治我们的疾病解决我们的问题哈利路亚所以我们今天所需要的乃是让耶稣的生命从我们身上流露出来这是出于他的怜悯他的怜悯要来解决人的需要哈利路亚愿神祝福你们